USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 25,000 National Guard troops are heading for Washington, D.C. to secure Wednesday's inauguration, while the FBI and military officials are vetting all of the soldiers assigned to the nation's capital. Officials say they're making sure there's no possibility of an insider threat of violence to the inauguration following the riots at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller said in a statement on Monday that while they had no direct intelligence pointing to an insider threat, they are leaving no stone unturned in securing the Capitol. The state of California reached another grim milestone in the pandemic Monday, becoming the first state to record 3 million coronavirus infections. The state is trying to ramp up efforts to get more Californians vaccinated, as it's averaging more than 40,000 new cases daily. The state's 3 millionth case coming only 44 days after the 2 millionth case was recorded back on Christmas Eve. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump has rescinded COVID-related travel bans first enacted early last year. The bans had kept out most non-U.S. citizens who were arriving from Brazil and most of Europe, but will be lifted on January 26th. That's the same day a CDC order comes into effect requiring travelers to show proof of a negative COVID test to enter the U.S. And First Lady Melania Trump released a farewell video Monday, thanking the American people for their support.
It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as First Lady of the United States. I have been inspired by incredible Americans across our country who lift up our communities through their kindness and courage, goodness and grace. The past 4 years have been unforgettable. As Donald and I conclude our time in the White House, I think of all of the people I have taken home in my heart and their incredible stories of love, patriotism, and determination.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpels. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Lawmakers are dissecting the COVID relief proposal made by President-elect Joe Biden last week, with many finding aspects they like and aspects they say they will oppose. Tim Berg has more details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Joe Biden unveiled an ambitious $1.9 trillion economic plan late last week. One of the things in the plan that has bipartisan support is sending out increased stimulus checks. A part of the proposal where Democrats and Republicans disagree, though, is sending out money to state and local governments. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, believing...
wrong. We shouldn't have Florida taxpayers bailing out New York. We cannot be bailing out these states for their prior problems. We've given the states over $500 billion for COVID relief. We should help on COVID relief. I want targeted help for people. But to bail out these blue states makes no sense.
Incoming National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says a $15 an hour minimum wage across the United States will help hardworking Americans.
The $15 minimum wage is a concrete and direct way to help support those workers who are out there on the front lines right now, providing services to all of us, and give them direct support and a direct boost right now.
That audio courtesy of ABC News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.